Hi, I am Siobhan Sarna here with Stephen Wright. Stephen is a friend of mine. I was going to say an old friend of mine. He's a young friend of mine. We've known each other for a long time. And he has such a beautiful, curious engineering mind in that he's always looking for solutions for us. So he's cracked the code on digestive enzymes. He's cracked the code on parabiotics, prebiotics, on HCL, that's petunia coming in hot. He has a very specialized niche of supplements that are good, better, best. We are talking about best categories. He has helped millions of people recover from leaky gut and has his own personal stories, helped me personally, my whole family personally. And it's a pleasure to be here with you today, Stephen, as huge, and a launch of a new product. So if anyone has MCAS, if you don't know what that is, we'll talk about it. Histamine issues. Seasonal allergies in general, you're definitely in the right place right now. And my volume is weird. I'm just going to say that. So I'm going to stop talking. I can't fix it. I don't know what it is. Nothing changed. I'm going to hand things over to Stephen to let's get started talking about the new product and histamines in general, and what we can do about it.
I think you just gotta just shout it out, Siobhan.
Okay.
Just, just let it out. We're gonna make it work, the best we can. So, well, thanks for having me back. And yeah, today we're gonna be trying to cover, obviously, in 55-ish minutes. It won't even be like me talking for that whole time. We'll try to do some Q&A and everything. I can't cover the whole of MCAS. I can't cover the whole of histamine intolerance. I can't go through all the mechanisms, things like that. Siobhan has an awesome bonus that will cover a significant portion of that should you take action today. But I do want to give some thoughts on it. For some people, it'll be reviews. For some people, it'll be new. I do have some different ideas than everybody else, obviously, because I'm just, I don't know. I think of things. And so, yeah, I think in general, if you're someone who's having, if you're an allergy season person, wherever you live in the world, some people that's spring, some people it's summer, some people it's fall. If you're somebody who has food reactions that include like itching, rashing, brain fog, racing heart, you just have these reactions after eating. If you're someone who has ongoing headaches, and including migraines, you have ongoing pain inside the body, almost anything related to inflammation, then histamine could be a portion of your problem. And what I didn't appreciate, like you were saying before we went live, Siobhan, what I didn't appreciate was that you could do all the other anti-inflammatory stuff, you could do a lot of the other gut healing stuff, but you could still actually have a histamine either generation problem or clearance problem. It's a equation that we're going to talk about balancing the equation today. And even if you did all this other stuff right, if you didn't handle the histamine component, it's almost like your symptoms would never quite resolve. Like they would be good, better than what they were, but not like resilient, not like you're just blasting through allergy season, no problem, or you're totally able to go out and eat foods, no problem, or whatever it might be. And so I think that's where I've grown an appreciation over the last 3 years around just the histamine in general. It's core to us. We can't have zero histamine. It's like testosterone or estrogen. We need the right amount of histamine because histamine is actually one of the things that makes stomach acid. So if you drive histamine to zero, if you hate histamine, it's your enemy number one, which for some people it is, you will actually have lower stomach acid because of that. So we actually need to have histamine in the proper amount. And to do that, we have to look at both the generation of histamine and then the clearance of histamine. Those two things are, they have different factors that go into both of those things. Antihistamines and the things that we take for allergies and things like that are on the histamine generation side, but they're not on the histamine clearance side. And that's where HistaHarmony and DAO enzymes and things like that, they fall into the clearance side of the equation.
Okay. Can we also just talk about define just a little bit? Because I know we have a masterclass for anyone who wants to pick up today's new formula. We'll give you the masterclass if you do it during our webinar. But just in case someone's like, what is a histamine? Like, just basic, like I've heard about them. Like when I did my was talking to David about his allergies, he's like, I'm gonna take an antihistamine. I was like, okay. I didn't really know what it was. Just a little bit on that.
So we have histamine receptors. There's four classes, H1, H2, H3, and H4, all the way, like everywhere in our bodies, from head to toe. Antihistamines are, they bind to H1 and H2 receptors. H1 receptors are things like the first generation, the scary drugs are like the Benadryls. Those are anticholinergic H1 receptors. And those will give you dementia or Alzheimer's if you use them enough repeatedly. Then there was a second class of H1 antagonistic drugs. And those ones don't have, they don't cross the blood-brain barrier like those first generation ones do. And so they're associated with a lot longer or a lot less side effects over the long term. And then you have your H2 drugs. Those are the omeprazoles and the PPIs and the various stomach acid lowering ones, because the majority of your H2 receptors are in your gut. So those H receptors are kind of all over. And then mast cells are the specialized cell. I would consider it an immune cell. I don't know that everybody considers it that, but I think it's an immune cell. And it basically, in response to life, and that could be everything, right? In response to stomach, like you smelling food, you chewing food, it's going to make a response of histamine that's going to generate stomach acid creation inside of your stomach. But also in response to the air around you, in response to the food you're eating, in response to potentially emotional events, things like this, that are anything that's kind of like that puts your nervous system out of balance can cause an extra release of histamine from these mast cells. And so mast cell activation syndrome, in a generalized version definition of that, it's an improper over-release of histamine due to like almost everything. Like it's just basically your mast cells are dysfunctionally releasing too much histamine in response to normal life. And then, you know, most people with mast cell activation syndrome will need to work on their nervous system. They'll need to rewire their emotional systems and their nervous system. They'll need to handle whatever environmental toxin. Most people with mast cell activation syndrome, at least for the experts I've interviewed, which I've interviewed several, say that mold is super high likely for mast cell activation. And then typically you also have a GI infection later, but you got to go brain, nervous system, emotions first, then typically start to handle the environmental layer before you even get to the gut layer. Those people are a very specific subset of folks. And I would say the generalized, most of us, myself included, have histamine intolerance, meaning we make too much, our mast cells are making too much histamine in relation to the world, but not excessive amounts to everything all the time. And then oftentimes with histamine intolerance, we also have a DAO deficiency, and that could be genetic, it could be gut induced, or it could be like lifestyle induced. And so we can start to break those things down if you'd like, but tell me what I didn't cover.
What does DAO stand for?
Diamine oxidase. It's a brush border enzyme that you make inside your small intestine. So just like those specialty carbohydrate enzymes I've talked a number of times about, like lactase and maltase, diamine oxidase, DAO, is also made in the brush border of the small intestine.
Well, somebody has asked, what do you think about DAO enzymes? So can you just guide us as to, like, for people who don't understand why that question was even asked, what is the connection between making sure we have enough of those and histamines and MCAS?
So again, I want to say that MCAS is the extreme end of the bell curve, and I don't think everybody has MCAS. I think a lot of people have histamine intolerance. MCAS is like when you have MCAS, there will be people watching this today that have MCAS, no doubt, but not everybody has MCAS. MCAS is almost a complete dysfunctional mast cell that is reacting to everything all the time. These people get so sick that they cannot even tolerate a simple supplement of any time, of any type, curcumin, omega-3s, B complex. They can't even handle that. I didn't believe that this level of sensitivity was real until about, like I said, 3 years ago. And then I started to realize just how bad this can get if you have true MCAS. A lot of the rest of us have a version of that, right? It's like, again, these are not the same things, but I'm trying to make a point here so people understand. It's like autism. Some people are at the non-functional autistic scale. They are non-verbal. Those types of kids and adults will need support at every level for the rest of their life. And then you have some very high functioning autistic people who actually are, when they find the right job and they find the right environment, they can be highly functioning individuals. And so autism is not one thing. It's a spectrum, and histamine is not one thing. It's a spectrum, and it does change based on the season, right? It changes on the allergens in the air. And so I just want to highlight that. So you don't need to label yourself one or the other, as that can put you in a trap and a bind later. And so we can talk about histamine generation in a moment, but there's also histamine clearance. And so histamine clearance happens primarily through diamine oxidase. And it happens a lot in the small intestine and in the cells, the gut-associated lymphoid tissue, but basically the gut immune system, like the area in and around the small intestine, is where diamine oxidase does a lot of its work. And why would people in SIBO or people with gut problems end up having more histamine intolerance? The reason is dead simple. It's just that inflammation destroys the lining of the small intestine, which is why you get carbohydrate problems. You get carbohydrate digestion problems, and you need enzymes, or you need to go on a very low carbohydrate diet or a SIBO diet in order to not have symptoms, but also kill off the bugs. But this is where you also get a histamine intolerance due to the same inflammation. It's destroying the same tissue, and it's destroying the same production of enzymes. It's just one that, you know, on one side, we have a very specific set of carbohydrate digestion, and on the other side, we have this ability to clear histamine out of the gut.
Okay, that makes sense. That makes sense. Somebody is saying, sorry, it doesn't say the person's name. I've been taking Steve's histamine for 2 days, the Histaharmony. I also take Steve's entire suite of products. I just love the product in conjunction with Steve's other digestive products. It's unbelievably effective. That's great. I'm going to answer this. I'm going to have Stephen answer the second half of your question in a second, but I just wanted to give everybody a shout out. Stephen, what made you decide to go down the road of making a new supplement when the ones you have already are so fantastic? And like, maybe you didn't even need another one.
Well, so there's been a lot of work on the, how do we not make as much histamine, right? Like low histamine diet, right? That's like the first thing everyone tells you to do. If you have histamine intolerance or MCAS, they tell you to avoid all these high histamine foods, many of which are frankly delicious and easy to make foods. Some of them are just like dead simple, like avocados or things like that. And so a low histamine diet is one of the most frankly hard to do diets out there. It's just because we're not even talking about removing like junk food or like, you know, regular food. I'm talking about removing classes of very healthy foods that unfortunately can create more histamines. And so I found that low histamine foods, that the adherence to a low histamine diet is just frankly not that good. And also it's just kind of a fool's errand, right? Because a lot of it's almost like the FODMAP diet to me. It's very small window of opportunity. Use the diet as a crutch, but get off of it as fast as possible and get on to something that helps you generate less histamines. And so that's where you get into these products that are called mast cell stabilizers, and you start using prescription antihistamines, right? That's like the next layer of, okay, you can either block the histamine receptors with the drugs, and then you have this class of supplements that are basically like, they're like hugs for the mast cells, or they're like weighted blankets. They're trying to get the mast cells to be less anxious and less reactive, so they express less histamine. And so there are a number of supplements out there that help with stabilizing. They call them mast cell stabilizers. The most common one that everybody knows is quercetin, Everybody loves quercetin during allergy season, and it is the most commonly well-known mast cell stabilizer. So in my lineage, I'm seeing people do this really hard diet. They're not seeing a lot of success. I'm seeing them do copious amounts of quercetin, and then they're starting to take Holoimmune, and they're finally off their antihistamines. They've got their mast cell stabilizers, quercetin, luteolin, PEA, I think DGL is one, ginger's one. There's a lot of herbs that are great for that. There's a compound called Baclan, which is really awesome. I think that's how you say it. It's probably not how you say it, but it's close to that. And then Tributarin X is a mast cell stabilizer, a really, really potent one. And then Holoimmune, but people are still not over the hump. And in my opinion, that's like enough on the, that's enough on the mast cell side, right? That's enough on how do we stop the production of histamine. And I had to start looking at the equation, being like, that side of the equation is getting so much attention. What about this other side of the equation around how do we get rid of the histamine that we're making? And what can we do on that side of the equation? And so that's where it would be natural for me, even 4 years ago, 5 years ago, to be like, you should take a DAO enzyme. And so I did that for a little while. Unfortunately, the results I heard back were very unreliable and annoying. People would invest in the DAO enzymes on the market, and they would not see the results they were hoping for unless they took 6 pills a day, 8 pills a day from the brands that were commercially available. And so when that happens, I don't tend to keep recommending that type of product because a lot of people don't want to invest that kind of money for that one specific idea. I mean, I started to realize that anything that basically helps heal your gut will increase DAO production. So, like, the healthier your gut is, the more DAO you will make, unless you happen to be somebody of the 16% of the population that has genetic defects that allow you or that force you to make less DAO. It becomes harder for you to make DAO. So there's a subset of us, 16% or so, that even if you optimize your gut, even if you optimize your lifestyle, even if you don't drink alcohol, you don't take any prescription drugs that inhibit DAO, you will just be behind the curve for clearing histamine, unless you take a product like a DAO product that works. And so that led me to focus more and more on DAO for the last few years and try to build a DAO that worked better than the products out there. Unfortunately, it is, if not, it's probably the most sensitive compound I've researched and tried to work with manufacturers on. I found some out of Europe that was, you had to store it at negative 70 Celsius. And as soon as you brought it to temperature, it started degrading almost immediately. And I'm like, we can't manufacture with that. And so it's taken me several years to finally find a Spanish company that, I mean, I guess lo and behold to me and the rest of the world, they've been working for 15 years on an extraction process, on a encapsulation process. They have 96 patents. I don't know exactly how many studies, but it's over 10 studies on humans. And so finding this company and partnering with them, I finally felt like it was time to put our name behind a DAO enzyme.
Very, very cool. All right, let's talk a little bit more. For some of you are like, I'll have what Steve's bringing to market. So Clarissa, go ahead and put the information there. I know my volume is low. We can't figure out what's wrong with my mic. So that's one thing. The other thing is the coupon is not working right now. An auto pop, you'll have to type in SHIVAN. Okay, so that's the code to get you
No,
$15.
SIBO SOS.
Oh, sorry. Sorry. Thank you. I'm glad somebody's paying attention. That was a test. Okay. Read that. read that. Don't listen to me. Okay, that's one thing. You do have to type it in. We usually have it auto-populated. If you do pick it up, and we'll show you what it looks like within the next hour, because it'll be 4:20 Eastern time. We will send you Dr. Leonard Weinstock's masterclass on MCAS and gut issues. It's very, very interesting and very good. Stephen, do you want to? I've got some questions for us, but before we do that, I just quickly want to show you. Sorry, I know my mic's low. I know it's annoying.
Yeah, so you'll have to, just a reminder, you'll have to work for your discount today. You have to type in SIBO SOS on all devices. And we made some updates to our website. We broke the subscriptions box, so they only apply to just regular orders, no subscription orders. So okay. My apologies. Siobhan and I are fighting our own technical issues at the moment.
Yeah. But this is what it looks like. And you said something about, that's funny. You said something about the packaging, how the packaging is special.
Yeah. So there's a number of reasons why I went with this DAO company and this packaging is that DAO is extremely sensitive to air and oxygen. So certain compounds are sensitive to heat. This is not one of those compounds. You know, like probiotics, for instance, live bugs are typically very sensitive to heat. But DAO is very sensitive to oxygen, air. And so we have a nitrogen flushed blister pack. And so basically what that means is like they flush out all the regular air that includes oxygen, and all that's in that little blister pack is nitrogen. And so for number one, we have to extract it. It is extracted from pig. So it is not vegan friendly or vegetarian friendly. And in that regard, all the data I've seen on vegan and vegetarian friendly DAO is it does not pass any third party testing. And so if and when someone can prove to me third party testings from like Eurofins that it does, then, you know, we'll look at bringing that to market. But I haven't found that yet. So they extract it from the pigs. They have to keep it really, really contained in this intense manufacturing process. Then they encapsulate it. Ours is encapsulated in enteric coating to protect it through the stomach. Again, I'm a huge believer in the stomach doing its job, killing things. We don't want it to kill the DAO. And then we have it in the nitrogen flush packaging. And so that's the difference between, say, us and maybe other brands of DAO you've seen on the market or if you test it over time.
Okay. If you can hear me, do you know if there's a space in the SIBO? SOS? Is it SIBO
space? It's all one word.
It's all one word. Okay, Rukshana, there you go. This is from Nancy. And can you see it in the Q&A box, Stephen? Nancy's on the top of the box.
Yep.
Can you be me for a minute so my mic doesn't mess us up?
Yeah, so Nancy asks, I've had severe eczema on my face and eyelids on and off for 7 years. I had to go on prednisone because it was so bad it cleared up until I had to stop it. I know it is an inflammation in the gut, but I don't know how to fix it. So yeah, Nancy, the prednisone round clearing it up is like a boom 100% test that is inflammation from your gut. And if you can, you know, figure out what's driving the inflammation and shut it off naturally or at its root cause, then that should wrap itself up. So it's way beyond just histamine. So I don't think that if I was you personally, I wouldn't start with HistaHarmony or DAO. I would start with Tributarin X and I would get some testing on your gut to figure out what's going on. In the meantime, if you haven't already given up dairy and gluten and the common food allergens, I would do that as well.
Okay. How can you test for histamine intolerance other than a genetic test?
There is no commonly accepted test that I'm aware of or reliable marker that I'm aware of. So it's all based on symptomology. Do you express the symptoms of too much histamine? You know, sneezing, itchy red eyes, blotchy red skin, rashes, eczema, various types of inflammatory conditions on the skin, brain fog, reactions to food, things like that. You can just Google histamine intolerance symptoms. And if you can look at that, like if there's like 15 and you're like, I have three of these, that's a pretty good, you know, it's a pretty good bet. You're off to the races that you're onto something there.
Stephen,
the other thing you can do is you can take antihistamines, either the drugs, over-the-counter drugs, or you could take like Tributarin X and Holoimmune and HistaHarmony. And if you get better on those, then you also have your answer.
Okay. Do you take it with meals?
So if you are someone who reacts to food a lot, you experience these symptoms in response to food, then yes, take it 20 minutes before meals. But you can also take it. What I found is that a lot of us just have too much, like our histamine bucket, almost like our inflammation bucket's too high, our histamine bucket's too high. And so what we've been doing and testing on our coaching team internally for the last 6 months is taking it away from meals And it seems to help lower that total histamine load away from meals, such that, you know, we've had people who are like getting, like, they're not sure if it's allergies or they're getting a cold, and I'm like, take two right away. And they do. And rather than, you know, being like your husband being down for the count all weekend on antihistamines or foggy or whatever, they're good to go by the next day. And so I don't think it's just related to food. It can be taken away from food as well.
Okay. So we already said there's no test for it. So that's one thing. Doesn't taking DAO enzymes prevent your body from making them?
No, not that I'm aware of. There's no credible theory. There's no proposed theory on how taking exogenous enzymes reduces your own internal production.
Okay. Guys, if you have any questions, put them in the Q&A box. So is mast cell activation a nervous system issue always?
I would say it's a good bet that 99.9% of the time there's a nervous system component. Okay.
Okay. Hi, Paula. So if histamine signaling is responsible for generating appropriate stomach acid, could low histamine or histamine blocking meds cause B12 deficiencies by reducing stomach's ability to make intrinsic factor? Go, Paula.
Yes. I mean, it's totally possible. It would have to take a place for a long period of time. The low stomach acid would have to take place for a while. I wouldn't blame it completely on that for B12 and intrinsic factor. There's probably a number of things, but I think it's plausible.
Okay. So Joanne is the one who's been taking Histoharmony and loves it. She's been having a lot of gas. She has long-term mold intolerance problems and have been detoxing. That's awesome. Do you think that the gas is a Herx reaction? And also don't forget to get into Steven's Facebook group.
Yeah, Joanne, I would say definitely if it's possible, get on the phone with one of our coaches. There's a lot of questions to be asked. Like, is it being taken 20 minutes before meals? Is it taken without meals? Has anything else changed in your environment or in your food since the introduction of Histoharmony? If you're like, I have controlled all these variables and Histoharmony is causing, you're pretty convinced Histoharmony is causing a gas increase. I would change the way you're taking it. So take it away from meals and see if that continues. And then if it does, again, reach out to me. I gotta think through this. No, I can't do it live because I gotta like think about some pathways and how exactly that might be happening. But it's an interesting one.
Is it true that
if it doesn't work out, we'll definitely give you your money back.
There you go. Don't hear that every day. Is it true that DAO products drive topicals in deeper? Have you heard of that?
Topicals? No. So it would have to be DAO on the skin then. This is an internal product.
She's saying for asking for skin conditions. I don't know.
And DAO is definitely, so histamine is definitely related to skin conditions. So too much histamine can definitely cause blotchy skin, redness. It's part of the eczema reactions. It's not the whole thing. It's not like, I'm not saying that this fixes that. It's just part of the reaction. So I don't know how you'd keep DAO topically though, because the oxygen, it just messes it up. So I don't know what that's in reference to.
Okay. My PCP doesn't want me to take DAO, saying we don't know if I have low DAO, and she doesn't want to test it. There's no way to test it. So how do I start dosing myself to see if the DAO works? What can someone expect when they start to take it, Stephen?
Yeah, so in this case, or someone who's curious, you just want to know, does this do anything for me? I would just start with one pill. Like they're super small. They come in these little blister packs. This pill is a little tablet. It's so teeny tiny. So I would just start with one of these with one of your meals the first day or two and see if you notice anything. And then I'd go up to two. The majority of the study dosages are two of these per day. Sometimes they go up to four per day in the study dosages. So I would start with two and work your way to four, or start with one, excuse me, get to two, and then work your way to four if you're not seeing anything. There's no theoretical maximum, although I haven't heard of anybody taking more than 6 to 8 per day. Again, there's nothing that is likely to happen if you take too many, but please be an adult.
What? Great idea. Okay. Is it suitable for a toddler? She developed eczema at 12 months. She's now almost 3. And even with IgE testing and eliminating foods, we still see the eczema.
So kids over two have been taking it. You can put it in applesauce and you don't even have to tell them. They'll probably just put it down. That being said, if it is eczema, I would probably start with Holoimmune, or I would work with your primary care, maybe look at some IgYs or IgGs or something like that. In general, if you were like gun to my head, you're going to take my family or kill me, and you have to help someone with eczema, I would not start with DAO enzymes. I would start with other things. It's a component of it, but it's not the like magic bullet.
Is it possible to take it long-term?
Yeah. As far as we know, there would be no issues, especially if you're someone who ends up having that 16% chance of a genetic deficiency. You might need to take it for a while until your gut is strong enough and your mast cells are calm enough.
So Marianne's saying she has migraines, insomnia, flushing, burning painful feet at night. Can it be histamine intolerance?
It could be, yeah. One of the series of patents that this company filed with human studies, in order to get the patent, they had to file human studies, was on migraines. So not all migraines are caused by too much histamine, but some migraines are caused by too many histamines. And so DAO, I believe in the study dosage, it was 2 or 3 of these capsules per day. If you reach out to us, Support a Healthy Gut, I'll find the study and give it to my team and give it to you. So it's something to test for sure.
What's the difference between Holoimmune and Histoharmony?
So Holoimmune is dead probiotics and dead yeast. They're specifically preserved at a certain point to help retrain your body on how to be in its own skin, if you will. You're trying to retrain your body how to live in this world of allergens and EMFs and GMOs and everything else. And so basically those paraprobiotics and those beta glucans, they calm your own internal immune response down, they modulate it down, and you end up typically producing less histamines, less IgEs, and you produce important regulatory mechanisms like T helper cells, IL-10, things that help in the case of eczema, in the case of hay fever or allergies, in the case of rashes and things like this. So Holoimmune's ingredients are actually studied for eczema. They're actually studied for food allergies, things like this. Histoharmony is dealing with the clearance of histamine only, and it's been specifically studied in fibromyalgia, migraines, food reactions to like histamine food reactions, and one other condition, and it's totally escaping my brain at the moment.
So Stacy's asking, once you develop, am I loud enough, Stephen? Because I feel like I'm screaming.
Yeah, you can keep screaming louder.
Okay. Once you develop a histamine intolerance, is it possible to heal and overcome, or is it generally a lifelong issue?
So I would say, I think for histamine intolerance, you can mostly overcome it. Now I have some dirty genes, if you will. I have a gene that's associated with extreme sneezing fits. And if you ask me, or if you've been around me, you've seen me do it. It's not pleasant. I don't want anybody to do what I do. I don't know how to check if it's actually the DAO deficiency or if this is a separate set of genes, but I also had seasonal allergies such that my eyes would like swell shut in the springtime. And I would be very susceptible to things like poison ivy and things like this. Since I went like on it, like after it with my gut, I do not take Claritin anymore. I don't take Zyrtec. I don't have exercise induced asthma anymore. I used to use inhalers during that time period as well. I don't use any sort of asthma related preventative medication or like in a pinch medications. And so That doesn't mean I don't get sneezing fits. It doesn't mean sometimes my skin doesn't get blotchy or I don't react to the grass or something like that. Sometimes I do. I went through the whole pin prick thing on your back, and I did 2 years of low dose injections, and that didn't do anything except for painful and money. And so what I would say is that I think it's a sliding scale that changes as your health changes. The healthier I've become, the more I'm able to not have sneezing fits when I have, like, I know the yeast and beer, it's not the gluten, the yeast and beer just sets me off. And I just can't help myself. Every spring, I kind of want a beer on a warm day. And if I'm in a good place, I can have a beer and I won't sneeze. But if I'm in a bad place, that might be the last thing I do that day. And so, but that is highly related to my stress. It's highly related to, you know, have I been taking care of myself? Have I been sleeping? And so I think it's a spectrum that's always changing, but I do think you can get to the point where you're not taking it on a regular basis.
I think sneezing fits can come from things, a lot of different things. But what are your genetics or your SNP that makes you realize you can have sneezing fits from genetics?
Oh, I don't know. It's one of those.
Just look it
up. It's in 23andMe, and you got to take the raw data out of 23andMe and run it through some of those intense sites where you're not sure, are they going to build something to kill you, or are they going to tell you about your health? And so I can't recall it off the top of my head.
This person says, I just started the DAO from you. It stops my sniffles immediately. Does this have a healing component, or do you have to take it forever and ever? Amen. Sounds like me.
I would say it's more of a symptom management component, hopefully buying you time to heal everything else. Like, so for instance, I know for me, I actually take it before bed because like if you have too much histamines or you're generating like near bedtime, you will be awake. That's the condition that blew it away for me that I did not see coming. ADHD and DAO, it's part of the studies on this DAO was in ADHD and concentration. And so I have ADHD and I do struggle with sleep. And so I take it, you know, before bed, and I take it in the afternoons, and I seem to be much more able to concentrate. Like, I don't know if you saw, I just took one of those tabs while we were talking that I pumped out of there because my brain's feeling a little foggy at the moment. I don't know, you know, if that'll happen right away, but in general, if you make too much histamine, you are going to cause more inflammation. Again, we want the right amount of histamine, not too much. If you make too much testosterone, you cause bad things. Too much estrogen, you cause bad things. Too much cortisol, you cause bad things. So is DAO healing anything? Like, kind of, it's supportive, but I wouldn't say like that's the thing that's going to heal you from any one condition.
Okay. Could Steve talk about histamine liberators versus mitigators?
I don't know.
I think we're talking about that already, just use different words.
Histamine liberators. So I don't know how to talk in those terms, but I can tell you that certain things trigger more histamine and certain things can stabilize your mast cells, so they produce less histamine in response to the outside world. So Holoimmune is a histamine modulating. It's a mast cell it's a mast cell stabilizer. Tributonex is a mast cell stabilizer. Quercetin's a mast cell stabilizer. Luteolin, I think it's called Baclin, PEA, all these substances, curcumin, are mast cell stabilizers, and they help the mast cells make less histamine in response to anything, whether that's strawberries or the trees or the grass or whatever. Okay. On the histamine excessive side, things like smoked meats, wine, cheese, anything fermented, any fermented foods at all of these have high histamine loads already. Leftovers have high histamine loads. So anything, you can Google it, just high list of high histamine foods. A lot of them have to do with like time from cooking, as well as fermentation and things like this. There are probiotics that can cause a higher amount of histamine release. So you can check your probiotics for those. I don't remember the strains. But in general, these foods, like, again, how many times are you going to say strawberries are a toxic ingredient or leftovers are a toxic? You shouldn't eat leftovers. Like, there's a scale here, and I would hope for all people that things like strawberries and cheese and even sheep cheese or goat cheese or like whatever, some sort of fermented food, sauerkraut, like I would hope that everybody has the capacity to digest that and not have a intense reaction to it, brain fog, flushing, tachycardia, whatever it might be. And so that's my goal for everybody. If you can't tolerate those foods, I think it's a really good indication that you got some solid work to do here. And I would focus in on this histamine pathway.
So somebody just asked what brand you use. He uses, and this is an announcement, and maybe I wasn't clear enough. This is a new product launch for Steven. It's called HistaHarmony. And this is the exciting opportunity for you to get it with the thank you. The $15 off and free shipping and handling in the U.S. And someone's just saying histamine liberators are substances that contain low amounts of histamine themselves, but are capable of releasing histamine from the mast cell. So there you go. FYI, thank you for that. Salima, I deal with lupus, Lyme, mold, and get a few symptoms except for severe fatigue, bloating, and intermittent loose stools. What do you think? Do you think this might help?
Yeah, again, maybe. It definitely could. It's worth a try, but it's not going to solve all of those conditions.
Yeah. Guys, he's not your doctor, of course, but it sounds like it might be a great fit for you to try.
You might be somebody who might need more. You might need four a day or something like that. So I would say it's worth a test, especially with the discount. The discount makes it cheaper than any DAO on the market. So like by far. So this is the perfect time to test it. And if it doesn't work, just send us an email. And other than the restocking shipping fee, we'll give you all your money back. And then you also have access to our coaches if you purchase. And so they can, you know, help you with any other supplements you might have at your house.
That's amazing. So how that works, because I'm sure you're like, well, how does that work, Siobhan and Steven? You get the product, you will get an email with instructions. And then you can join the Facebook group. Is that how it works, Steven? Can you just describe that process, please?
Yeah. Yep. So people who purchase with us get access to two really high value things. Number one is a free coaching session, a free 30-minute coaching session with our coaches who are trained on titration of supplements. And they're not your doctors. They're not going to analyze your tests, but they can help you with what's happening around your food and your supplements. And they could help you titrate up or titrate down. And a lot of people are just dosing whatever it might be, whether it's microbiome labs or healthy gut or cell core or whatever you might be taking. All of those products have a specific dose that's better for you than what's on the box. And so that's just really important to know. And then we have a customers only Facebook group where we answer every single question. I'm not saying we answer it within 2 seconds, but if you give us a day, we'll get to almost every single question. We will get to every single question in there. And then there's a bunch of like-minded people that you can ask, like, hey, what did you do for histamine and mast cell activation? Because there's a lot of folks that have those conditions in there.
Wow. Okay. Is it enteric-coated phthalate? That's a word. Free?
Trying to say fight?
Phthalate? Is that the word?
Phthalates are, I think those are things in fragrances that make it last a long time.
I don't know. Is it enteric-coated?
Yeah, it's enteric-coated and it's free of all allergens. It's non-GMO. It's a really basic enteric coating. People get really hung up with it because it says potato starch and some salts of magnesium, but it's free of anything. Again, I go out of my way to try to source the best coatings in the world that are going to be the least reactive to everybody. And people will say, I can't pronounce that, so it must be bad for me. Or it might come from tree bark or something. And I'm like, yeah, but it's better than being a chemical generated from the pharmaceutical world that we have no safety data on. And so this enteric coating is different than the Tributernex coating, but it does work very well as well. It's different. It needs to be different for the DAO.
For the coaching, do you have to be in Facebook to take advantage of that?
No.
No problem, Mary. No problem. Okay. Let's see. Is it possible for antibiotics to show a histamine-like symptom? I had swollen eyelids during Xifaxan and neomycin treatment. Or is it possible I may have a histamine issue? Or is it all the same?
So what is true is that antibiotics in the gut are associated with destruction of DIO due to the change in the microbiome, as well as just the change in the environment due to the antibiotics. So if you take antibiotics, it is likely, studies show, that your histamine intolerance goes up. And so where you did this Xifaxan, you know, decrease your DAO production such that now your histamine intolerance is showing, I don't know the chicken or the egg there, but they are associated.
Okay. I'm going to keep going here. Hold on. All right. How will this work for asthma?
It's not a treatment for asthma. It's not a replacement for your inhaler or any sort of asthma medication. All I'm saying is that there are a number of studies showing that asthma has a histamine component to it, and that if you're trying to find a natural resolution to your asthma, you know, trying some DAO might make your symptoms more tolerable, but you should not abandon your pharmaceutical options. And, you know, asthma can be life-threatening. Look, again, be an adult. Let's not fuck around.
Yeah. Thank you. There you go. Let's see. I was given DAO is a wait. So given that DAO is affected by exposure to oxygen, that would imply that all other DAO supplements you see in the health food store are not worthwhile. True or false?
I can't say they're not worthwhile. Legally I'm not allowed to say that, and I don't have the insider information that they have around the creation of their products. But after you open the bottle, most everybody has oxygen absorbers inside their bottles. After you open that bottle, or if the oxygen absorbers are not potent enough, or if something happened during the manufacturing that exposed it, they may have reduced activity compared to what they list on the bottle.
Okay. Let's see here. Okay.
So here's the thing, like, people in our heads, we want it to be like black or white, like, oh, if it gets exposed, it doesn't work at all. It's not how it works. It's the duration of the exposure and the amount of the exposure that degrades the capacity to work. So it's not just, oh no, it hit the oxygen, now I might as well throw it away. That's not quite how it works.
Okay. Does chewing food long enough, whether starch, fat, protein, or other types of food, result in less histamine issues?
I mean, it's definitely going to help your digestion. I don't know if it's going to make less histamine issues. It might.
Okay. Can you have low stomach acid and high histamine release?
Oh, yeah, definitely. That's actually like really common, is because guess what low stomach acid then sets you up for? Sets you up for SIBO and sets up your first SIFO. It sets you up for all kinds of GI related issues, which then increases inflammation in the small intestine, and that decreases DAO production. So yes, very, very linked.
Which of these products are okay for someone with salicylate sensitivities as well as histamine problems?
We think our DAO is okay for salicylate sensitivity, but you'd have to try it. And if it doesn't work, we'd have to give you, you know, a refund.
Okay. I wanted to get a couple of meaty ones in because we have about 6 minutes left. We did that. Let's see. Susan's saying she frequently has a pulse of 110. What's the best way to keep that at a normal rate? Talk to your doctor. That's a serious issue. I have high diagnosed mast cell, especially worse after eating. Any thoughts on that?
Say it again.
Her heart rate goes up to 110.
Oh. Yeah, so that's what most people consider tachycardia, so heart racing. So some folks do see a lessened heart rate after eating using DAO supplementation. Other folks, you might actually need a prescription antihistamine for a little while. Like that's typically the way to go. If you're at that stage, what that's saying is that you're producing enough histamine and it's targeting your cardiovascular system. The receptors in your cardiovascular system are being overexcited, basically. And so with all things that are related to I could die, like yes, you could die from diarrhea, but it's going to take a while. It's going to take like 3 or 4 days. Anything like asthma or cardiovascular related, like things that could kill you, like you don't shy away from the prescription options. Like again, be an adult. They can be helpful in low dosages. And again, just avoid Benadryl in the first generation of H1 antihistamines.
Okay. Thank you. I've gone to the end of the internet to get this information. What you're sharing is so awesome. That's great.
That's cool.
That's awesome. Okay. You guys, is there a degranulation process with histamines as there is with mast cells? It's kind of related, right?
So degranulation, as far as I understand it, is the process of releasing the histamine from the mast cells. So
yeah, I think so. How does tributarin C, which is really tributarin X, relate to holoimmune and histoharmony? Did you already answer that one?
Kind of, but yeah, tributarin X is, again, healing the entire gut, all different manners of, from the mucous membranes, which is part of mast cell activation. You don't have enough mucus protecting your mast cells, to butyrate and tributarin itself helps reduce the mast cell expression. So it's a mast cell stabilizer. It helps with oxygen levels. It helps with all kinds of things in the gut. Holoimmune retrains the immune system on how to react to the world. So tributarin X does not do that. Holoimmune doesn't do all the things that I just mentioned about tributarin X. And then neither one of those do that part of the histamine equation, which is how do we get rid of the histamine we're generating? And DAO or histoharmony is the product that helps on that side of the equation. So the first two are on the first side of the equation, which is how do we make less histamine? And then histoharmony is on the other side of the equation about how do we get rid of that excess histamine?
Okay. What would you say to someone who has had majority of their small bowel removed, 10 centimeters left due to genetic illness and gastroparesis? I'm so sorry, Allie. Are supplements even worthwhile?
Yeah, definitely worthwhile. I mean, obviously you'll have to experiment more than like, because you're in a unique situation anatomically, you're going to have to experience, or you're going to have to experiment more than other people. But we have people who have bowel resections, or they have colon removals that they like tributarin X basically gives their bag. It gives them a much better experience with their waste removal process. And so, yeah, I would say 100% supplements can be very helpful, and you just have to like take it with a grain of salt and move a lot slower.
Rebecca is saying that the SIBO SOS code has been repeatedly rejected in checkout for a one-time purchase using the iPad.
So make sure it's SIBO SOS, no space, and make sure it's, yeah, one-time purchase only. And if it doesn't work, then email my team and they'll get it handled. But those should be the issues.
Okay, and Hope, yes, the discount will work for everything on Steven's site. And we have a hard out in one more minute. So I just want to say, please throw some love into the chat for Steven. Steven, thank you so much. This one ran really fast. That was fast.
Yeah, it sounds like we need to do another round on histamine and mast cells. And
it's a good idea. And Clarissa, can you put into the chat info@sibosos.com for me, please? So if you all do choose to order this between now and, or if you already ordered it in this hour, 4:30 Eastern time, we will send you that wonderful masterclass about MCAS and gut histories, or gut issues, I mean, from Dr. Leonard Weinstock, who's a specialist in all of these things. He's an incredible gastroenterologist. People pay $59 for it every single month. And we would be happy to send that to you as our gift with purchase. You do need to send that in by 4:30 Eastern time today. Just send your proof of purchase for any of these products. It doesn't have to be the histoharmony. By 4:30 today to info@sibosos. Great to have you all. Thank you very much. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah. Thank you, everyone. I know there's a lot of like really intense questions in the chat here. There's no way that we could get to all of these. But it sounds like this is a topic we should continue to focus on.
We did answer like 65, so that's a lot.
Okay.
I did also want to just quickly say that even if you're just getting this or experimenting with Holozyme, the enzymes that are so life-changing, you know, getting access to his coaches and that Facebook group is incredible. It's incredible. That's an incredible value. They're not your doctor, I get it, but having that kind of intelligence applied to a conversation and brainstorming with you, that's really valuable. I don't know of any other supplement company on the planet that does it. And it's primo. So that's what I have to say. Okay. Love ya. Thanks, everybody. I'll fix my mic, I hope. Okay. Fingers
Thanks,
crossed.
Siobhan.
Okay. Bye, Stephen. Thank you. Thanks, Clarissa. All right. Bye. You'll get the invite to work with the Facebook group or a coach after you purchase. They have your email. They'll send it to you. Okay. Peace out.